This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. Attorney General William Barr faced rigorous questioning today by the Senate Judiciary Committee, a meeting that had already been scheduled when it was learned just yesterday that the Attorney General had actually received a letter from Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller objecting to Barr's own four-page summary of the two-year investigation into Russian collusion in the 2016 presidential election. Attorney General Barr had received this letter shortly after he had released his now-famous four-page summary of the report. The waning moments of today's testimony brought this reaction by William Barr under questioning about the letter by U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal.
The letter's a bit snitty, and I think it was probably written by one of his staff people.
Did you make a memorandum of your conversation? Did you make a memorandum?
No, I didn't.
Or did anyone else?
The Democratic senator pressed on.
Did anyone, either you or anyone on your staff, memorialize your conversation with Robert Mueller?
Yes.
Who did that?
There were notes taken of the call.
May we have those notes?
No.
Attorney General William Barr will not be testifying before the House Judiciary Committee on Thursday, where he was to have gone through the same kind of cross-examination that he went through in the Senate. House Judiciary Chairman Gerald Nadler said Barr has no choice but to do so. Iraq's prime minister says the Islamic State group is still very much a threat around the world despite reduced capabilities. And we'll have more for you on that coming up. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary